Theoretical recap. Python scripts become truly useful when they can adapt their behavior based on external input rather than running the same fixed logic every time. Command line arguments, accessed via the cs.argv list, allow a script to receive parameters directly from the terminal when it is launched. Sys.argv0 is always the script name itself. Actual user-provided arguments start at index 1. A common mistake is forgetting to check how many arguments were passed before trying to access them. Accessing sys.argv1 when no argument was given will raise an index error and crash your script. Always validate the length of sys.argv first using a conditional check, if len sys.argv greater than 1. Another frequent error is assuming arguments are the correct type. Everything received via sys.argv is a string, so any numeric conversion must be done explicitly. Finally, Python scripts intended to be run directly from the terminal should include the shebang line, /user/bin/nfpython3, at the top and be made executable with schmod plus x. A minimal example. A script that prints a greeting to whoever is named on the command line, python3 hello.pyalice hello, Alice, but falls back to a default message if no name is given. This pattern, validate, adapt, execute, is the foundation of every configurable automation script you will write in security contexts. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will design and implement a configurable Python script named hello.py. The script must greet a user by name, adjust its behavior based on additional optional arguments, and handle missing or incorrect input gracefully. This exercise consolidates your understanding of command line arguments, conditional logic, loops, and type handling, all introduced in the previous chapters, and bridges them into a realistic scripting workflow you will encounter repeatedly in cybersecurity automation tasks such as tool configuration, scan parameter passing, and report generation. What the script must do. Your hello.py script must meet the following behavioral requirements. First, when called with no arguments, Python3 hello.py, it must display a default message such as hello, world, without crashing. Second, when called with one argument representing a name, Python3 hello.py Alice, it must display hello, Alice. Third, when called with a second optional numeric argument representing a repetition count, Python3 hello.pyAlice3, it must print the greeting the specified number of times using a loop. Fourth, if the repetition count provided is not a valid positive integer, for example, a negative number, 0, or a non-numeric string, the script must detect this, display a clear and informative error message to the user, and exit without printing any greeting. Fifth, the script must be directly executable from the terminal using .hello.py thanks to the correct shebang line and file permissions. Think carefully about the order in which you validate your inputs. Handle the edge cases systematically. What happens if someone passes three or more arguments? What if the name contains spaces or special characters? You are expected to make reasonable design decisions and document them briefly in comments within your code. Approach and methodology. Do not rush into writing code immediately. Start by sketching the logical flow of your script on paper or in a text file. What are the possible input scenarios? What should happen in each case? And what checks must be performed first? Once your logic is clear, implement it incrementally. Get the no argument case working first, then add the single argument case, then the repetition loop, and finally the error handling for invalid inputs. Test each step at the terminal before moving on. Use print statements generously during development to inspect the contents of sys.argv and understand what your script is actually receiving. When you are satisfied that all cases are handled correctly, clean up your code, add meaningful inline comments, and verify that the script runs correctly as a direct executable. Submission and autonomy. You have a recommended duration of 2 hours to complete and submit this workshop. You must submit your hello.py file before the deadline expires. You are fully authorized to consult all previous course chapters, variables and types, conditions, loops, command line arguments, official Python documentation, and any relevant internet resources. You may work alone or seek help from peers or online communities, but the final code you submit must be your own and reflect your understanding. Make sure your submission is a single, clean, well-commented .py file that runs correctly without modification on a standard Python 3 environment.